let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. And I'm Danny Gallagher here in the studio with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
It's good morning, but I have to admit that when I read this post off of ancienthopes.org, it's the same scripture that we talked about last time, Genesis 3, verses 14 through 19. Last time we talked about the incantation or the curse that God made. And it was kind of the curse and a little bit about what happened because of that curse. But here we are again, and we're going to talk about the same scripture. But this time, this actually scared me. The post is called The Haunted House. And it's because we're going to talk about what happened because of the curse. This is how now everything is in turmoil. Everything is in conflict. Where before, it was all beauty and quiet and flowers and birds. Mm-hmm. But now we've got ourselves a haunted house because of what Adam and Eve did.
Right. I mean, when you think about it, that's probably the best way to describe it, because what we had was a beautiful temple.
Right.
And now it's been defiled by sin.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy of Holies, where God, who is the transcendent God, is in contact with the creation, okay? That is the Holy of Holies. It's barred from us.
Uh-huh.
It's guarded by an angel or a cherubim, which is a mighty angel with a sword that's sharp on both ends.
Right.
We can't get back in, and no matter how hard humanity wants to get back in, it can't. And the overall temple, the structure around it, is now fallen into ruins.
Yeah, yeah.
It's haunted.
Yeah, the haunted house, just that image, is a great image for me because it's just scary. And as I read through this and read through the scriptures again, I did think to myself, there's nothing good that happened. You know, it's all fear, conflict between God, between man and woman. The whole idea of sin now takes this hugely prominent place in our lives.
Right, right. I mean, I'm sure you saw some scary movies, right?
Yeah, of course.
And often, around, you know, it's all around haunted houses.
Yep.
You know, that feel of horror, of things lurking.
Yeah.
Of danger. All that sort of thing, you know? I mean, we feel it, don't we? When we're driving down the road, okay? And we see roadkill.
Uh-huh, yes.
Danny, every time I see roadkill, I always ask myself this question. Do I really want to live in a world like this?
Yeah, it's bad. Right. The kids used to ask me about it. We'd be driving down the road, and they'd say, "Oh no, there's an animal on the road." And I said, "The animal's just sleeping." that's how I used
You're
to call.
You're trying to make something cozy,
yes,
out of something that's horrible.
Yes, that's it. That's what I would do.
Right, and you know, we pass by graveyards, mm-hmm. right? And
we bless ourselves every time that we do.
We sort of whistle in the dark when we're going by it, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Or, you know, we know that represents, it's not only represented, it is a reality right there in our face, okay?
Yes. From dust, came.
You might even be able to see the names of these poor souls that died who knows when, you know?
Yep.
And knowing that just in a few years, that's where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I would say that's That's pretty scary, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And just thinking about that, and you know, I'll be 69 this year, and I'm retired now.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at, so what's the average age that a person lives? You know, I mean, that, you got to think about all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's 84 and a half or something like that. I don't have that much longer to go.
Right. And not only that, Danny, and this is the real scary thing, is that humans, mortals, are the living dead.
Mm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
we're the zombies.
Oh, that's bad.
Right. Because it said, in the day that you shall eat of it, you will die. Now, we talked many times about this, and we said death is not a cessation of existence. It's
right.
A diminished
yes.
existence. So we are ghost-like. It's Halloween, Danny, and
yes. oh,
we
gosh.
Are the ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad.
Right. I mean, look how miswired we are.
Mm-hmm.
The church calls this original sin. We didn't inherit Adam and Eve's sin per se directly. What we did inherit from them, as the catechism teaches, a state of death.
Mm.
That's what original sin is.
Sure,
are,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are born in Adam in a state of death. That's because something that's dead cannot produce something that's alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, death's not a cessation, but it's the diminished. And so we are part of that diminished experience. And so Adam and Eve decided to live from the outside in. Okay, that's an important idea because we're a mess inside. We are miswired. Danny,
yeah.
It's misery living with ourselves. If we really, really, really do even an ounce of introspection of what our thoughts are like, I mean, wouldn't you just love to have all your thoughts and emotions and imagination set up on a screen out there for humanity
wow.
to see, right?
That would be bad.
It would be bad.
I'd be pretty humiliated,
yeah,
I think.
Right. But God does see this, okay? But we're, yeah. you know, we're starting Lent, right? And everybody looks so nice and proper in the pews, you know? But I got to tell them, you know, you are all a mess. You are living in misery because you're living in sin.
Yeah.
And we really don't come to grips with it. You know, tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Blow the trumpet. Okay, what? You know, the trumpets back in the old days, they were trying to get your attention. And they
right.
were big
oh, yeah.
and they made a lot of noise, right?
Yeah. yeah.
To try to get our attention saying, hey, listen, something's wrong with you is so, so important that, you know, we just can't get there. So we live by our flesh and our senses now, and they inform our interior machinery,
mm-hmm.
okay, which would be our reason, imagination, all those things. Memory, we are haunted by our memories.
Sure.
Right? Okay. All these wonderful powers that we have in our interior become all disturbed because we're living from the outside in and not from the inside out. We should be living from our spirit within, which is in communion with the Spirit of God, which then will control our will,
mm-hmm.
okay, our conscience, our imagination, our memory.
Yeah, yeah.
And all, you know, so.
I really did like that in the letter where you laid that out really well and said that before the fall, it was the Holy Spirit that directed the soul. The soul moved the will.
Right.
And the will acted in coordination with those things. But now,
right.
living from the outside in, it's the will that drives the soul now. It's totally backwards.
Well, you know, the will is a good thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
But if our senses and the fulfillment, which is called concupiscence,
mm-hmm.
if that is driving our will, then our spirit inside's a mess. It just,
right.
You know, it's just chaos.
Yeah.
However, if our spirit is moving our will and therefore in control of our bodies and our senses,
yes.
then we really appreciate the physical world.
Right.
We appreciate our physicality, our bodies, and all the sensations that are there. I mean,
right.
after all, we told you before that the garden is very sensual.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh,
so
yeah.
it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. All of that was, you know, is a good thing.
Right.
It's just that we mess it up.
We are miswired inside.
I guess, and that when we talk about mastery, that's really what we're talking about, is getting back to the spirit driving everything instead of concupiscence, sin,
right,
driving
right.
everything the other way.
Yeah, excellent. And we know that self-control is one of the fruits of the spirit.
Sure.
You can see where we're going with this, Danny, with baptism, right? Because what it does is it transfers us from the family of Adam. Do you remember watching that movie, The Addams Family?
Sure. Yeah. Love that show.
Shows you how old I am. I remember when they used to come out, you know, like was it maybe Friday night or something like that? Yeah. Everybody was watching The Addams Family and the Monsters and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, you know? Of course, you know, it's named after an ancient comic, which I'm sure they play on the whole idea that we're all Adam's family, we're all crazy, and it's all weird, you know?
Yep, sure.
But a lot of truth to that, Danny, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But we're transferred in baptism from Adam's family into the family of Christ. And what's true of Christ now becomes true of us. However, we still have this battle with concupiscence.
Yeah.
But the concupiscence is not located in the flesh. The flesh is not the bad thing, as we said before.
Mm-hmm.
It's located in our interior. It's a spiritual thing, okay? It's our lust and what have you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to deal with this penchant toward concupiscence. But it doesn't define us, Danny, right?
Sure.
So what baptism does is try to lift us out of the haunted house, right? And the church, when you enter the church, you're really entering into the world made right. You're really entering into the very portal of heaven. That's why that's why people say, well, I'm spiritual. I don't need to go to church. You're
They're
still walking
out.
Around in your ghost form, okay?
Yeah.
We become real, okay? And becoming real is to, you know, abandon our ghostliness, you know, and when we become real, become tangible. We become solid. We become what we really need to be, right? So now things are all unreal as we look at where we are in the fall, in the haunted house. It's just all unreal. You don't know what to trust. Of course, with Adam so screwed up inside, right? He cannot have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's broken off. And therefore, we're broken off from our Creator. We're broken off from life.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
With Adam so screwed up inside, right? He cannot have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's broken off. And therefore, we're broken off from our Creator. We're broken off from life.
Yeah.
Okay. We live in this death-like experience.
It's a shame because I think that most people don't take the time to think about what their reality is, and they're just sort of moving through it.
That's right.
And they don't take the time to go back. It's kind of like these scriptures where I just wish, I mean, I've read Genesis so many times, but I just wish I would have really, I don't know, I thought I was doing that, but I don't think I was ever. Sit down and really mull it over and read through, and like you always say, use my senses and thoughts and thinking about things to just quiet myself and be with it so that I understand it a little bit more. Like, this has opened up for me a lot more depth in these scriptures.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think we, even though we're not quite conscious of it, like you say, you know, subliminally we are. Okay.
Yes.
Why in the world do we watch movies like Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Oh,
right, yeah. All those scary, yeah.
Because they're speaking of a reality that we experience every day.
Mm-hmm.
We know people that their souls have been snatched.
Mm.
And people feel that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Walking around like zombies and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. That's our experience. Now, but it's subliminal, okay?
Yeah.
So these movies really are telling us something that's true, Right.
Yeah.
And so
it is the reality.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. We talked about this with the vampires. We know what it means for people to suck on us, but we also know what it means to
do it ourselves.
Fasten our fangs into other people. I mean, sure. You know, so we're in this, again, we're in a haunted house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have a problem with ourselves. Okay. We don't even know who we are.
Yeah.
And we're lost, you know. And then we are having troubles with God, okay, because the holy cannot come in contact with the unholy, right? Mm-hmm. And if there's going to be any salvation from our state, it's going to have to be from God. We can't exit. It's like Hotel California.
You can go in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're just in it, okay?
Yeah.
And we got to be drawn out of that, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the struggle with spouses, okay? I mean,
yeah, sure.
You know, oh, Danny, I mean, just trying to get to be real and to be truly intimate with your spouse
mm-hmm.
is like one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing that it is. Well, I guess it's not amazing, but it's just the reality of relationship and the just normal conflict in relationship. I mean, I love this person.
Right.
But it's still so hard to just get to ground truth.
An inch away from her face and look into her eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just tell her the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Just tell the truth. What's really going on in my mind?
Yeah.
No wonder why we cover ourselves up. Right?
Yes, with exactly.
Fig leaves, right?
Yeah, the fig leaves, yeah.
And salvation, really, in the context of a marriage, is being to take the fig leaves off and say, here I am.
Right.
Do you still love me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Here are my wicked thoughts. Do you still love me?
Mm-hmm.
I said this, you know, and I'm so sorry. You know, all these type of things. This is part of the haunting as well.
Yeah.
And then we sexually feed on each other and mm-hmm. we don't know what we're doing. And so that's why marriage is a sacrament and it's a primordial sacrament because we have to work through all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to work through them.
Just thinking about some words. So we've said lust a lot, concupiscence.
Yeah.
Is chastity sort of the remedy
for
lust?
Yeah. Chastity is one of those virtues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a strength. It's a power. And to live a chaste life is to live in just the freedom, of being living a life absent with lust, okay? There was an old journalist. His name is Malcolm Muggeridge. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of him before.
I don't think so.
But he was very secular, an atheist, right? But he was over at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. He was watching all these pilgrims come from all over the world and just the genuineness of their
presence
and, yeah. there before where the Lord, you know, was raised from the dead. He converted.
Hmm. Wow.
And he called one of his journals, that infernal growth, okay? Because for him, he was just living in concupiscence.
Sure.
And it's misery.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolute misery.
Yeah.
Right? And he described his journey with God out of that infernal growth. He got actually that phrase, I think, from the great poet William Blake, and what have you, you know. Where we get Bearing the Beams of Love from our program that we do here
exactly,
on the air,
yeah.
right?
I remember that name of that poem.
Yeah, right. So we got to get out of that infernal grove into the sanctuary of God, and that's chastity, and chastity mm-hmm. is beautiful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Virginity is beautiful. The Catholic Church has a lot to say about virginity, mm-hmm. the Blessed Virgin. The exaltation of their virgins, mm-hmm. right? And,
yeah.
and those who are chaste. And it seems so strange and weird to the secular culture.
Like, right, exactly.
What's good about virginity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that sign? I used to see a sign way back. It was a black sign with red. Red, like virgin is not a bad word.
Oh.
Did you ever see that or not?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know, I'm old. I remember these things from way back.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
It's not a dirty word, virgin.
Right, right, yeah.
So that just shows you how unwired and chaotic how our culture is.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. To have self-control. Wow. You know, and chastity. And we can only do this with the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
Right. Of course.
That's how we get into, and the sacraments, you know, again, the church is the very portal of heaven. When we go into church, if we go in there repentant, mm-hmm. receiving the Eucharist and really having a pure heart, then we see it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Then the sun shines through the windows, mm-hmm. and we say, ah, God is in this place.
Yes. This is what heaven is
like. Yeah. You know, okay, so we also have troubles not only with our spouses, and, you know, that it gets expanded to, and we talked a little bit about this, I think, in the curse, you know, with the earth, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You know, we just don't work well with the earth, right?
Yeah.
It's really a symbiosis, with morality, bad morality, things go bad in the physical realm, mm-hmm. in nature.
Yeah.
Because we are tied to nature in a moral way. People don't understand that, but it's true. I mean, how do you explain venereal disease?
Yeah, right? Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is it just some sort of quirky thing that happens, you know? No, it's intimately tied to morality.
Morality, yeah.
And in the Old Testament, it says if you do the sins of the Canaanites, the land itself will vomit you out.
Mm.
Okay?
Wow. That's an image.
Well, right. And that's exactly what happened in the exile. The land basically vomited Adam and Eve out. And so we have trouble tilling the land. We do it with the sweat of our brow, doing weeds. We talked about the curse last time. And it's just hard to eke out. It's all survival now, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not made to just survive, you know. And again, in our culture, you say, well, that person's a real survivor. Is that's a great thing? You know, good heavens. Well, you know, what's so good about that?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We're made for greater things.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, of course, we have troubles with racial problems, and it comes out of the fall. Really, the fall really starts with the temptation narrative, which we're getting through, and it goes all the way to Babel.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is the epitome of the fall narrative. And we'll have a whole lot to say in between, but, you know, the division of languages, of races, cultures, wars, and all that sort of thing, you know, as bright as Western thought thinks it is and calling itself the Enlightenment, not too enlightened, is it?
Yeah, not too bright.
It's not too bright because you can't fix the whole problem of wars, right?
Right,
And what have you. So that's part of the haunted house too, right? Right.
What I'm taking out of this is, the good thing is that we can go from the haunted house through the front doors of the church and be in really the portal to heaven, which is very beautiful.
Oh, Danny, that's so true.
Yeah.
In the church is goodness, beauty, and truth. And our culture, what it so desperately wants is here.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to shape up in the church. First of all, we got to figure out who really own what we are.
Yes.
And if we really own what we are, we're going to be in union with Christ. We're going to be Christ to our neighbors and on a trajectory of healing.
Mm-hmm. And we can be those missionary disciples that we're really called to be.
And we'll be authentic. All it takes is for someone to see an authentic person.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because most people are a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they are. You know, now I want to say this. Now, the most real thing about human beings is not that they have lost their glory or that they're ghosts or that they're sinners. Okay. That is the doctrine that we get out of the Reformation,
mm-hmm.
right? That we are hopelessly lost. We are hopelessly lost, but that we do not identify ourselves primarily as sinners. Even though sin is a reality, we identify ourselves still as made in the image of God.
Yes.
That's so important. Even though the image has been marred, and even though we do have these ghost-like features, the most real thing about every human being you'll see is that they're image bearers.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. Okay. I mean, when you look in their face, you're looking in the face of God.
Sure.
They're still little idol, so to speak, that God has made. So we need to end on a good note here, Danny. And,
yeah,
and that
thank you.
Good note would be, even though we live in a haunted house, God loves all his creatures. He loves the house. He's going to recreate it.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to let Satan win.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great news. And that we are image bearers, that we are redeemable.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're redeemable.
Yeah.
And if we live in that reality, we're going to have a heart for God.
Yes.
And heart for humanity.
Yeah.
Because that's the beauty of it. So it is a scary place we live in, Danny, right? But on the other hand, the good news is that God's going to win.
Yeah. And that God really loves us.
He really loves us. Right.
Good. Okay. Let's leave it there this time. And so thanks so much for coming in.
I love it, Danny. This is one of the favorite things I do. This is so fun.
Me too. Okay. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.